So the diminished chord can act as a connector, whether you're on the same chord for a long time and you're looking to do something different than just, you know, let's say you're on A minor. Yeah, you can oscillate between A minor 7 and A minor 6. That's one thing you can do. It's kind of a nice. Right? Can you do that before we get into diminished? Although that sounds like the Police, There's a Hole in My Life.
The other guitar.
Good question. Like if another guitarist is playing just A minor 7. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You play A minor 6. And I'll play A minor 7, and we'll see if they clash. 1, 2. I'm not being funny. You could say it's fine, or you could say no, I don't like it, and it's not right or wrong. It's whatever you like. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I suppose in that case it's gonna clash because we're both in the same octave. But let's say if I'm in a different octave. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I think that sounds kind of cool, but it's up to you. Maybe you don't like that. But that is a trick. You probably don't usually have songs that are like that, just one chord over and over, though, right? You put it in if you think it's appropriate, based on the situation. But going to the next part, regardless of whether you toggle to from A minor 7 to A minor 6, you can use diminished chords to connect each voicing of A minor, or any minor, or any major, but we happen to be in A minor right now. Therefore, you're gonna connect A minor 7, and then, like, let's say B diminished, and then A minor 7 again, next inversion, and then D diminished, go up one fret, and then A minor 7 next inversion, which would be like with the E in the bass. Yeah, correct. And then F diminished. And then A minor 7 next inversion. And then G sharp diminished. And then A minor 7 next inversion. Now I'll explain what we did here, but you followed it pretty well. So if you're on A minor for a long time and you play, got that from was I just took the roots of the scale. Like, I don't know if you know, we went A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Or my bad, we did a G sharp here. No, we did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which happened to be the seventh note of the A minor, and then G sharp. So we played like an Aeolian scale with a natural seventh added. And the reason why we have 8 notes is because there's 4 diminished chords and 4 inversions of the A minor. The inversions of the A minor go A in the bass, C in the bass, E in the bass, G in the bass. And in between the A and the C, we put B diminished. In between the C and the D, C and the E, we put D diminished. In between the E and the G, we put F diminished. In between the G and the A, we put G sharp diminished. You have to figure all that out. Yeah, no, it's fine. No, I don't expect you to play it in time. Just start with A minor 7. No, A minor 7. There's your A minor. And then the next inversion on the middle, you're doing middle 4 strings, right? Next inversion would have a C in the bass.
Yeah.
But, do it.
But I need to.
Yeah, right. You're going to do the diminished first, so B diminished. And now the A minor with C in the bass. Correct. Now wait, hang on. The next inversion after that has E in the bass, so go all the way up there. Skip the diminished for now. Play the next. Yeah. Play E. It has E in the bass. Correct. So on the way there, we're going to hit D diminished. Yes, correct.
So you have all this space. You hit
you hit the one that belongs to the scale when possible.
Okay, I see. So that would be normally a D minor, but because you're using it as a...
Since you're asking, I was gonna hold off on telling you this, but since you're asking, what you're really doing is playing 1-5-1. So I'll explain. When you have a long chord, just listen. You have A minor. Right there, I'm playing like E7. Whether I play it like this or like E7 flat 9 or just regular E7. And you barely even notice, right? I'm not playing any diminished, I'm playing E7, right? And it's, you already know that the way to create forward motion is to, the best way to create tension or resolution is like a 5-1, right? And so sometimes you just invent the 5 when it's not written. Like, what is the 5 chord of A minor? It's E7, as we just talked about earlier. And so what does this have to do with our diminished chord? Well, if you play E7 flat 9, a common way to do that is like 0, 7, 6, 7, 6, 8, X. Yeah. And the notes would be 1, like the intervals would be 1, 1, 3, 7, flat 9. Right, you got it. Right? So, guess what? If you play D diminished instead, I know we're on E7 now, but go to E diminished. Put your finger on the D root, not the E root, 2 frets down, play a D diminished. I know it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, but that is actually a E7 flat 9 in disguise. Because if you look at it from the point of view of E, so for the person listening, the fret numbers are X, 5, 6, 4, 6, X. 5, 6, 4, 6, X, 5, 6, 4, 6, X. That's an E7 diminished, no, E7 flat 9 chord, because the intervals, according to E now, I know I realize you're playing D diminished, but according to E would be flat 7, 3, 5, and flat 9. It's a rootless 5 flat 9 chord. Does that make sense? I wasn't going to go into this yet, but you were asking, so.
Okay, but I mean, what you were doing before.
The theory of why this diminished chord works is because it's really acting like a 5 flat 9. Just do it with me. The notes are D. Aren't they? Play D diminished and play your D note. And tell me, what is that note to E7?
That's the flat 7.
Yes. What's the next note in the chord?
D.
It's a G sharp.
Oh, G sharp, yeah.
And what is that to E7?
G sharp is the 3.
Correct. So far we got a 7 and a 3, right?
Right.
Next is a B note. What note is... So far we got a 7, a 3, and a 5, and then last but not least is an F note.
That's the flat. The F note is a flat 9.
Flat 9. So it doesn't have a root in it, but it acts like an E7 flat 9. You could put an E note in the bass, and it would sound perfectly fine. You put an E note in the bass, the 6th string open. It sounds fine. In this case, I'm not saying for all diminished you could do this, but when you're using it in this context, what we're doing is, we're doing a flat 9, I'm sorry, we're doing like a 5 chord in between each one. It's similar to going, it just, it's less obvious and it sounds smoother. This way. But harmonically speaking,
it's the shape of the recording.
As far as making, earlier you were asking me, where do we do the diminished? Shouldn't it be, you were saying, like, shouldn't it be like a half step below? In this particular case, the 5th of E7 is B, so we play B diminished. The 7th of E7 is a D, so we play D diminished.
Right.
I'll give you this to listen to. You can listen to this again at some point. I know this is a lot. That's the 7 of the E, 7 flat 9 in the bass. Correct?
Oh, yeah,
okay. All right. Next is going to be the flat 9 in the bass, which is F. And last but not least, the G sharp, the 3rd of the E7 is going to be in the bass at fret 11. G sharp, G sharp. So there's no root. You never really play the E.
Well, you know it's coming back. I mean, I remember a lesson a long time ago about the diminished.
Relationship between diminished and dominant chords. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And so that's how you know where it goes. It just happens to be, like in making decisions on this, I know my theory, so there's that. But there's another way to do it too. You really want to go? You really should learn this anyway. At some point, you're gonna have to learn this anyway. At some point, you might as well do it now.
Am I gonna get this?
You're gonna get this recording. My only regret is I should have done a video rather than audio, but oh well. When you do a regular E7, remember we're comparing all these diminished to E7, flat 9. Are we not?
All these
diminished, B diminished, D diminished, F diminished, and G sharp diminished. We're comparing them, we're using them in the context of E7 flat 9.
Right.
You with me? So let's compare the actual chord shapes to E7. Right, so you're going to go X, 2, 2, 1, 3, X, regular E7 shape, which you know. So again, X, 2, 2, 1, 3 would be the fret numbers from bottom to top. Yep. And we're going to take the E note on string 4. It sounds like this. No, you're on 3. Yeah, that one. Up 1 fret, because that's where the flat 9 is. And what do we get? B diminished. There you go. So that's why it's E7 flat 9 in disguise. You just saw E7, and we took the root up a half step. It's a rootless E7 flat 9 chord. You need to learn this at some point. Anyway, this may be slightly out of order, but we're on the topic, and it's hot, and we're doing it. Good. Can we do the next one? The next E7 in the middle 4 strings would look like X, 5, 6, 4, 5. That's an E7 with D in the bass, right? It's a 3rd inversion E7 chord. You recognize that?
Yes.
Now, we're going to take our root, which is E, at the 2nd string, and go up a half step, because that's where the flat 9 is. What do we get?
That's so cool. So
the answer, just for the purposes of the audio, the answer is D diminished, right? For the purposes of the audio, D diminished, right? Cool, right? Substituting for E7 flat 9. Correct. Nice job so far. Alright, the next inversion is X7979. I gotta say it like that because there's no video here. We're just doing audio. Yeah, good. That's a familiar E7 shape. You're gonna take your E, which is on string 5, up 1 fret. We get F diminished, don't we? Alright, and then last but not least, we got X, 11, 12, 9, 12, X. 11, 12, 9, 12. And that's a familiar E7 shape. And then we take our root up 1 fret, the root happens to be on string 3. No, it's this guy. Take it up 1 fret. And that's a G sharp diminished.
G sharp diminished.
So this diminished thing is fairly easy to play, but there is some music theory involved. And so you're gonna put all those chords we just did, G sharp diminished, F diminished, D diminished, and D diminished, in between every inversion of an A minor 7 chord. We should do it together. Got A minor 7, and B diminished, and then C. A minor 7 over C, then D diminished, A minor 7 over E, F diminished, A minor 7 over G, would look like X 10 10 9 10. X 10 10 9 10. Yeah, there's our A minor with G in the bass, a third inversion A minor, and then finally G sharp diminished, and then A minor. So as with anything, you have to use it. And the A minor there would be X 12, 14, 12, 13, X 12, 14, 12, 13, X. It's the same shape as we used when we started. Just up and up. Right, I use three fingers. I don't know how you want to do it. I mean, you got a cutaway. You should be able to do it even better than me. But I go finger 1, 3, 1, 2. But that's up to you how to finger it. So as with anything, you have to use it to really get it. So we're just gonna jam out for a little while. Like you can do any voicing you want. But it always sounds better when the diminished chord is, like, obviously you're not going to want to start with the diminished chord, you start with the minor, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm able to get any fluid
in it. I mean, you could do it slow, like, let's say you had two bars, like, let's say you had one. Or that was over four bars, and your third bar was the diminished. Moving to the next shape, for example. But let's do that together. Like you were starting at fret 0. Like 1, 2, 3. Here's 1, 2, 3. Here comes diminished. 4. And then next shape. That would be one way you could practice it. Yeah, let's just do only that much for a little while. Like 1. Yeah, and you could do it backwards too. That's right. So let's start down here. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Diminished. And next inversion, 2, 3, back. Nice job. Yeah, you could now play around with it as at your leisure. Just those three shapes, and I'll just do a bass line. 1, 2. A 2, 3, 4. Job. And you could do that easily. You could do that for every single voicing. That's how you would practice it for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it now together. I don't know. You would do the next two. Right now you oscillated between the root position and the first inversion of the A minor, right?
Yep.
And then you would do the same thing, oscillating between the first inversion and the second inversion, i.e. the way of the C's in the bass and the E's in the bass. With a diminished chord in between. So let's do that. If you're ready for it. You ready for the next step?
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah. If you do half diminished instead, you could. It's fine. It actually takes away from the motion. Like with the diminished chord, you hear. But with the half diminished, you hear like. because you have an A in your half diminished chord.
Okay.
So there's not as much motion. And besides that, like, what I was doing on bass when I was conscious of it was we create 2 5-1s, or in your case, just a 5-1, just because it's more, there's more motion there than just staying on one chord. So a bass line might be, I'm sorry.
Like in, 2-5-1.
Yeah, there's a 2-5 because 1-2-5, you know, very common. Even though we're only over one chord, we're creating mini 2-5-1s. And so if you had to boil down a 2-5-1 to one chord, it would be the 5 chord, and that would have so that would make the case for the diminished over the half diminished. Anyway, that's too technical maybe, but all right, so now we're going to go from A minor with C in the bass to A minor with E in the bass. And it's good that you just map out your inversions first. You got this nice. This. And then, of course, the same routine. Maybe you don't need me for the rest of it. You could do it at home. I don't know. I think you want to do it with me, or are you good, like, how to practice it for the rest of it?
I think I'm okay. Yeah.
Because you definitely got that so far.
Yeah.
Although, it would be helpful to do it in a different key, even if you don't nail it, just to introduce you to the possibility. Like, for example, let's not only go to a different key, but let's go to a drop 2. I'll do that in the next file.